This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Meanwhile, Jason Chaffetz had something weird to say, and let's see how you take this. He's talking about iPhones versus healthcare. Take a look.
Access for lower-income Americans doesn't equal coverage.
Well, we're getting rid of the individual mandate. We're getting rid of those things that people said that they don't want. And you know what? Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. And so maybe rather than getting that new iPhone that they just love and they want to go spend hundreds of dollars on that, maybe they should invest it in their own health care. They've got to make those decisions themselves.
Okay. I think the context there
helps a little.
Helps a little bit. I think he is saying that we're not going to mandate this, but you should just make a good choice on your own.
Yeah, because, I mean, we didn't have the part where
we're not going to force you.
Yep.
So we're allowing you to choose. And you're going to have to prioritize. Do you want healthcare or do you want an iPhone? Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's much, much better than with that full, that lead-ins.
The lead-in's important.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. I'd say, but, I mean, again, it's a controversial point to liberals. They don't want to hear that. And, you know, I had people today, kind of a couple people as we were talking about that, say, I could sell all of my electronics and not be able to pay for health care. And I think that's true. It's less about lower income people than I think it is about young people. Young people, a lot of times, live at maybe even at their parents' house. They might be,
which they still can until they're 26.
Until they're 26, still stand the same policy. But that doesn't mean the parents don't have to keep them on the policy. Right? Like,
true.
You can say, screw you, get a job.
Yes.
You don't have to be on your parents'
How
policy.
How dare you?
Pat, why don't you chime in on this one? This is, I think...
How many times did I say, I don't want my 26-year-old on my insurance? Mm-hmm. I don't want it. I don't want my 34-year-old on my insurance.
I don't...
It's time to branch out a little bit, you know?
And, I've never fully understood...
Spread your wings.
...understood this either, because you... Pat. Your son comes to you and says, hey, I got to be on your insurance. I'm 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think what you're going to say is F you, kid. Probably not
maybe
a
not
nicer.
In those exact words.
Well, maybe with F and you.
Maybe.
No, probably not. You'd say it very nicely, but son, you need to get a job. You need to get your own insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want them to be responsible, though you want to help. However, if you wanted to help, he can go get a health insurance plan on his own for probably less than $100 a month as a healthy 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And
almost for sure.
And then you could just pay for it. Like, what is the huge benefit of having you on the policy? Because instead of $100, it's $30? I'm sure there is some difference because you get a family plan. But a family plan costs more than you and a spouse anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still going to increase the cost of the policy. Just wouldn't increase it as much? I've never understood why that's such a huge, glorious benefit. If you want your kid to have health insurance, let them get their own policy, and then you just pay for it.
It would be cheaper, I think, than adding them to a family plan.
In today's world, it would.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of old school thinking, right? The old school was, dad's working and it has the family plan and the company's paying for it, and here you go.
And it depends on how many people are in your family. I mean, if you have eight, it's probably cost effective to have them under the family plan. If you have two or three,
maybe not.
Then maybe not.
And I would honestly be an advocate, and health insurance companies get to make these decisions if they want to. But I would be an advocate of anyone you want to pair with a health insurance plan, you should be able to. Mm-hmm. They always say, oh, you have it on your parents' policy. Well, why can't I put Pat on my policy?
Right. Why do you care who I pay for?
What do you care who I pay for? You know what? In fact, it makes it easier to be able to calculate risk the larger group you have. I mean, I think you should be able to go on. Like, let's say there's a website called patentsdoinsurance.net, because we wouldn't be able to get the .com. You already have it, probably, you jerk. You just took it. but patentsdoinsurance.net, and you go there, and you say, I'm a Patents Do listener. I want to group into a giant insurance policy, and I'll pay my premiums. And if we want to go through and regulate that and make sure everyone's paying every month, or we all have to pay extra, we should be able to do that. They do have have these things with like MediShare, which is a little bit different. It's actually a cost sharing. It's not an insurance company, but it's a religious group that says we don't want to do insurance, but we want to be able to just help each other. And so you can go and join those groups. I thought they're going to repeal Obamacare. I bet MediShare is going to have some problems because a lot of people joined MediShare and other groups because they were like, I don't want to be part of Obamacare, and I still want to have some sort of way to pay for my health insurance or health expenses. You know, with the way that Republicans are looking, I don't think it's going to hurt them at all. If you avoided Obamacare, you're also going to avoid this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
There's also something they do in New York that's kind of a co-op thing. You join a practice or something for $200 a year, and then you get a special rate when you go to the doctor. Have you ever hear that when we were in Manhattan? Manhattan has all these different doctors who you join their yearly association.
They would be your doctor, pretty much.
Yeah, they're my doctor. I go to them, and I can get appointments same day, and I can go in there the same day, and it costs less overall. But it's somewhat pricey, but if it's less than probably you'd pay yearly for insurance. So there's all kinds of creative things we could do. We just don't do them. We don't do any of them.
Right, because we've been told for a long time that this gets taken care of for you.
Yes.
As much as I like the private healthcare system, obviously, it's the same way there. You go to a job and you're handed a thing and you're just supposed to, well, of course I get it from my job. That's where I work there. They have to give it to me. We don't think about innovating in these areas because we're never asked to. We went through a process this past year of changing insurance companies, which has been challenging for the
people
in the
company.
It's been a nightmare.
It's been a nightmare.
But even the process to get signed up was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had to bust out Excel sheets to figure out which plan you wanted to be on.
I don't know about you, Pat, but I spent, I don't know, days
agonizing over the Excel sheets. Yeah.
Days going over that insurance. I wanted to make sure, break it out, make sure that it was which was right, what plan I wanted.
It's important, though, right?
I mean, it absolutely saved us a lot of money doing that.
God love you for doing it.
Yeah, bless your heart.
But I mean, who does that? Most people aren't doing that. I just like spreadsheets. But I mean, to actually know what is in there, you have to go through there and freaking read all the details and try to figure it out. And most people are just going to be like, no.
And even then, we didn't have the information we needed. I just found out yesterday, in fact. A really important aspect of this insurance that I didn't even hear about. Oh, well, that would have been nice to know. I don't know, before I lost all my prescriptions. That would have been great.
What?
That would have been great.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.